Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
While the streak is held up by a huge cloud of cosmic dust, far away, Ivan, Paul, and Ilma have made a landing on a satellite of Saturn, guided by a mysterious influence. When they leave the Taurus, they encounter strange three-legged beings who communicate with them by telepathy. At the request of the tripeds, they seat themselves on a metal platform and find it gliding through the air propelled by intense thought power. Then Ivan points to a tunnel in the mountain ahead. When the platform glides smoothly into it, Ilma says excitedly over the intercom,
"Boys, look! We're in the tunnel. And, gosh, it isn't dark.
Honey, I can't see any lights anywhere, Ilma.
It is the rock. See, it glows with radiance.
You're right, Ivan. It's all luminous. Isn't it the weirdest effect?
I wonder where it leads.
I think we should keep our outside mics switched on, as well as those we use talking to each other.
Yeah, so we can hear what's going on outside.
I'm not so nervous with the tripeds now.
They sit so still, as if in a trance.
All that concentration to make a vehicle like this fly. What a means of transport.
But Paul, it's very advanced of them. Think what minds they must have.
Yeah, and think of having to sit and think so hard when you want to go places instead of just letting an engine do the work for you.
You only think that because...
Oh, look, we're arriving somewhere. A big open space.
Some kind of underground hall.
And passages or streets leading from it. All carved out of the rock.
Pretty clumsily carved.
There are more of those triped things, whirling along on their three legs like rimless wheels bowling on their spokes.
The platform is sinking down. Oh, well, we have arrived. The platform is down. I wonder just what this place is.
Behold our city, Ehopatai.
There's the telepathic voice again.
Ehopatai, eh?
They're getting off the platform and beckoning us to follow.
Well, come then.
City? I don't think much of it. They're not much better than cave dwellers.
When you think of those ruins we saw outside, the ruins of quite imposing building, it's unexpected to find them living like this.
The ones who brought us here seem to be telling the others about it.
Ivan, I wonder if they always sway about like that when they're talking.
If... if you could call it talking.
They're certainly strange-looking objects. If anyone had told me I'd meet creatures with a sort of central body like the hub of a wheel and three legs sticking out like spokes, I'd have said they were out of their mind. Hey, what goes on, I wonder? They're forming a circle round us.
They're moving closer. I don't like the way they're looking at us. Paul! Ivan! They're taking hold of me! They're trying to take my spacesuit off!
If they do that, you'll die in this atmosphere. Quick, Paul, concentrate. Try and get it over to them that we can't live outside these suits.
Oh, quickly! Stop them! Help!
Hold it together, Ivan. No.
No. No. No.
Dream up a picture of Ilma dead.
Can't live without suits. Please understand.
Leave me alone. Please.
Can't live. Can't live. We die without suits.
They're letting you go.
You are afraid. You need this casing.
It's the voice. Yes. Yes. Don't remove.
We can't breathe your atmosphere. Understand? Concentrate on our atmosphere, Ivan. Oxygen, see? Breathe oxygen. Oxygen.
Oxygen? You choke without this casing?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we must have it.
We understand.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, keep close to me, boys. I'm afraid.
It is all right, Ilma. They are moving away.
Forming a circle around us. They seem to be having some sort of conference.
Well, I wish they hadn't come.
I'm a bit that way myself. They're so peculiar.
Paul, look, they have stopped their discussion.
You will follow. You will come where you are shown.
They are beckoning us.
I don't like to go.
You think we can refuse, Ivan?
How can we?
Be not afraid. You are creatures of great skill. We honor you.
Oh, well, come on. We'd better go quietly.
Well, then keep together. And remember, we've got ray pistols if we need them.
Come, follow, follow.
while, at least they've left us alone.
But, Paul, why do you think they've told us to stay in this room carved from the rock?
I don't know. They were definite enough that we shouldn't leave. What do you think, Yvonne?
Well, I don't like the way they are staring at us. I must admit that.
You know, something so speculative about it.
I'm afraid they may become too curious about us. It could become dangerous.
Like when they tried to take Yoma's spacesuit off?
Oh, it was terrible. I felt like some kind of guinea pig under observation.
Yes, that is my feeling.
Well, let's get out of here. Let's go now.
No, wait, it may be too dangerous.
If necessary, we could blast our way out.
We do not know what other powers these tripeds have. Look, it's better to wait till things are quieter, then leave as secretly as possible.
Yes, there are too many about just now.
Okay. But I hope we don't have to wait too long. This place has given me the jitters.
Oh, dear. If only that search ship had caught up with us before we got here. I wonder where they are now.
Well, looks like the way is clear now, Rocky boy. No sign of cosmic dust on the screen.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a new course computed from the last astrofix in a few minutes, Mitch.
Now we get moving again, huh?
Yeah.
To Saturn?
That's right.
And you're going to dive straight into the rings after the Taurus?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Uh-huh. And we'll be like a moth trying to fly through a hailstorm, huh?
Yep, that's right.
That's right. And yet you're still going to have the streak in it.
That's right.
Giggling grasshoppers, Rocky. Do you have to keep on saying that's right as if it's going to be like a nice Sunday afternoon drive or something, huh?
Hmm?
Aren't you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's wrong, Mitch?
What's wrong, he says, with a big smile on his cherubic little face. What's wrong?
Well, what are you sounding off about?
You plan a nice little suicide jaunt, and then because the guy gets a little bit jittery, you say, what's wrong?
Gets a little bit what?
Jittery. Shaky, you know, nervous.
Jittery?
Yeah.
Nervous?
Yeah.
Mitch. You?
Yeah.
Ah, I don't believe it.
Now, what's wrong with me getting jittery? Ain't I allowed to have human feelings or something?
Yes, certainly. If you wish, but, well, I don't know. You're just not the type, that's all.
I'm... Well, well, I guess that's right. I was just putting on acts, Rock. I just wanted to kind of get you on a board.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Mitch. That's what I thought. Besides, you know, I've been thinking. There may be more to it than just trying to get through those rings, you know.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, there's no telling what things there may be out there at Saturn.
Yeah?
And, Mitch, whatever the Taurus has become involved in, don't forget, we'll find it, too.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Closer.
Well, there's something mysterious about the way she disappeared like that, don't you agree?
Yeah.
Certainly is. And what's more, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Just a sec. Mm-hmm. I think that should do it. Okay. All set?
Yeah.
How are the nerves?
Oh, they're all right. I was only kidding. Get off my back, Rocky.
Okay, hang on, Mitch. Course for Saturn set. Check your seat.
See, check. Right. Check course.
Course set. Okay. Stand by. Firing primary jets. Firing propulsion jets.
Hey, Rocky.
Uh-huh.
Which is Saturn?
That large star right ahead.
Right ahead, huh?
Uh-huh.
I wish I knew what goes on out there.
Inma, I think this is the time.
Are you sure the radiance from the rocks is dim because it's night, Ivan?
It's as good an explanation as any.
Hang on, you two. Remember the triped we found keeping watch outside this cave? I'm going to sneak a look at him.
Oh, do be careful, Paul.
Well, Paul, is he still there?
Yeah. I think he's asleep or something. He squatted down with his limbs folded across his eye.
Then, quickly, we must slip out of here. Go on, Inma. Yes, he must be asleep.
Which way? Which way?
This is the way they brought us. Down here. Keep your outside microphones on so we'll hear any sounds.
I'd hate to walk into tripeds on the prowl.
Thank goodness there don't seem to be any about.
Around this way. Stop.
What, Ivan?
A cave full of them. All with their limbs folded up like the other. Sneak past quickly.
Made it. The tunnel's over there.
Keep in the shadows. All clear. Now walk fast.
made it.
Oh, thank goodness.
This is only the beginning. Let us cut through this tunnel as quickly as possible. What is that?
A peculiar noise. What?
It's one of those tripeds rolling this way. Quick, you two. We've got to hide.
The escaping three look frantically around as the strange rolling rhythm of the triped comes closer, closer. Will they be found? And will Rocky discover them in time? There are thrilling developments ahead, so don't miss the next exciting chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!